by robbery.
Oh, I've been hit so many times, I'm immune to it.
How do you feel about this reception, sir?
Well, this is a terrible thing. I've been in many demonstrations all across the South, but I can say that I have never seen, even in Mississippi and Alabama, mobs as hostile and as hate-filled as I've seen in Chicago.
But the march will go on anyway?
Oh, very definitely. We can't stop the march. We've been going on in a few minutes.
You feel you're in a close society, Dr. King, here in the southwest side of Chicago?
Oh, yes. It's definitely a close society. And we're going to make it an open society.
Let's line up a little bit.
And we feel that we have to do it this way in order to bring the evil out into the open so that this community will be forced to deal with it.
And that was the voice of Dr. Martin Luther King. On this day in 1966, August the 5th, the demonstrations began in Chicago. They went up there to Chicago to organize around housing issues, organize around poverty, through the streets of Chicago, march into white neighborhoods, and they found that racism didn't just exist in the South, that it permeated American society with the attacks, violent attacks, by white residents in Chicago over the integration, that movement that began there with Martin Luther King. On the tail of what we heard James Baldwin say yesterday, it's important to kind of remember the depth of this in our country. On this day in history, August 5th, this began in Chicago as King took on the North. So what else happened on this day in history? Well, in 1305, William Wallace, who led a united Scotland that he organized to fight the British to keep their independence, fight the English, excuse me, to keep their independence, he led the Scottish resistance against England. It was on this day in 1305 that William Wallace was captured. Subsequently was taken to Glasgow, which is in Scotland, then into London, where he was tried, or so-called trial, and then executed. He was executed by being quartered, hung, drawn, and quartered. They put horses on either side of him, pulled him literally apart, and then they hung what was left of him alive, and left his head sitting on a post. This all happening in 1305 on this day, and just next month, or just this coming fall, we're going to see the Scots will be voting about whether or not they want to become an independent nation. On this day in 1620, the Mayflower left England on its way to North America. And just in time for the Civil War, on this day in August the 5th, the United States Army abolished flogging. On this day in 1864, President Andrew Johnson, who of course became president after the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, decided to veto and try to stop the Bureau of Refugees, Freedmen, and Abandoned Lands, known as the Freedmen's Bureau, to give land, the Freedmen's Bureau bill, to give land to African Americans that was seized in the South so they could have 40 acres and a mule, to have their own land to build their own communities. Johnson said it encroached into the state's rights, and use of military in peacetime was illegal, and they shouldn't be doing this, and he tried to block it. So this began Andrew Johnson's crusade to end restriction. He couldn't reverse back to slavery. He was pro-slavery, remember. This was his effort to kill Reconstruction. The beginning of the death of Reconstruction, barely begun, starts even before it begun in 1864 with Andrew Johnson's effort to kill the effort to allow free black people to have their own land. On this day in 1882, Exxon was born, then called Standard Oil of New Jersey, on this day in 1882. On this day in 1892, the great Harriet Tubman received a pension, her pension from the U.S. Congress, for her work as a nurse and a spy and a scout during the Civil War. And all of you driving right now, listen to WEA 88.9 FM, and you're stuck at a traffic light. That traffic light stopping you right there. The first traffic light in America was put in on this day in 1914. On this day in 1962, Nelson Mandela was jailed in South Africa. On this day, he went to prison, August 5th, 1962, and would not be released until 1990. On this day in 1993, Clinton put in the Family Medical Leave Act. It took effect today on August 5th, 1993, allowing for the first time for the federal government for workers to take off time each year for serious health difficulties or to care for family members. Still didn't happen. It didn't happen before that. Most European countries, of course, are way advanced in this area, way beyond where we are. On this day in 2012 was that tragic day. The Oak Creek shooting took place at the Sikh temple in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. They killed six people. So that is this day in history. For the rest of this day in history and all the births and deaths and dates that we have time to get to, please go to steinershow.org. It's all right there. This August the 5th, our day in history. On our way to break, we're hearing Tomorrow Never Knows by the Beatles. On this day in 1966, the famous Beatles album Revolver was released. Turn off your mind, relax and float downstream.